today.
Very special event on today, of course. It is the where the state's vomiting record gets broken. More vomiting done today at Red Hill than at Schoolies Week on the first night.
What are you talking about?
We're talking about the Broncos' first day back at training.
Oh,
that's
pre-season.
What we're talking about.
Oh.
Pre-season starts.
Is it fat
and all
club
those players
back,
who thought
or?
It was a great idea to eat two chickens a day for the last 8 weeks are going to find out very quickly that they're in for a world of hurt. I'll quote from one Kevin Walters. Walter said the coaching staff were preparing a grueling pre-season schedule to push players' limits while cautiously ensuring they didn't break down ahead of round one. Pre-season's extremely valuable time for players and staff. Well, I think we all know what happens today. It's hell on earth. Anyone who's ever played any sport and had a big off-season then go, Jesus, I'm 6Ks over. At least it's a cool day. You know, often, your husband would have put in a few pre-season. Mm-hmm. When usually this time of year, it's 30 degrees by 9 o'clock, it's 33 degrees. They're actually lucky. Mm. That's what they are.
You know what always separates the men from the boys, Marto?
The 800.
The beep test.
The beep or the yo-yo, whatever they call it these days. That's when the vomiting just has people. Anyway, that's not what I wanted to talk about.
Oh, what did you want to talk about?
Well, Kevin Walters' deal. Did you know, listen to all this. Now, do you understand Kevin Walters over the weekend? He is now on a standard employment agreement rather than a contract with ironclad guarantees because the Broncos have actually gotten smart. I don't know how they got away with it with Kevin Walters' management, but they've gotten smart. Listen to this. The trend, there's been about $5 million paid out in the last couple of years to when NRL clubs
flick coaches. Yep.
Bulldogs paid out Dean Pay. Manly paid Trent Barrett $700,000 a year to do nothing. Phil Gould sacked and paid out both Ivan Cleary and Anthony Griffin at the Panthers. That cost them more than $2 million. Sharks paid out John Morris earlier this year. The Cowboys spent $1 million to get rid of Paul Green. This is to get rid of coaches. Knights paid out Nathan Brown $300,000. They're saying $5 million. Oh, here you go. Also, the Broncos,
Anthony
Wayne Bennett
Seabold.
And Seabold. Cost them $2 million to get rid of Bennett and Seabold. And that is why it'll appear that this will be the new contract. Don't worry about, I've locked in 3 years. If you sack me after 6 months, you owe me 2.5 years. That is not going to happen because the NRL gives each club $14 million or something a year. Mm. And they're just pissing it up, getting rid of these coaches. Yeah. So this will be the new future. So
what is it?
Hey?
The employment. So they're now an employee instead of a contractor.
Kevy's going to get bonuses for winning. It'll be like a player bonus. Yeah. Win 5 games, you'll get extra money. Win 10 games, you get extra money. Mm. Make the finals, you get extra money. You make the final 4, you get extra money. You win the grand final, you get a heap.
But if he's doing no good?
See you later.
See you, mate.
New coach needed.
It's 9 past 6, Mottos.
Tough game. Good luck with the spewing.
On sport.
It'll be the skin fold test that they'll be worried about.
I hate them.